Wednesday, forgiveness. In the letter to the Romans, Paul writes, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Interesting. He did something in advance, long before we could react. He did it. Love works. Love loves. So, when you think about forgiveness, this is an attitude in us. And if you do not have this attitude, you will become sick in your soul. Someone has hurt you. Oh, it hurts and hurts and hurts. And whenever you think about it, it hurts again. The other person has no problem. You are hurt. And the more you think about it, the more it hurts. Because it is not forgiven. So Jesus wants you not to be hurt any longer. And he tells you, start over to this person and be prepared to say, "I forgive you." Three words. I forgive you. But he has hurt me. She has hurt me. She's done this and that. And she is the one who has to come first. Because she hurt me. If she is the one or he is the one, then it's easier for you to go there first. Christ tells you what you can do. Go and say, "I forgive you." Yeah, but this is what Jesus tells you. But this is what Jesus tells you. Christ died for us when we were still sinners. There was no reaction from us beforehand. He, in advance, started the forgiving tour for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him because of his sacrifice on the cross, through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? He's resurrected, ascended to heaven. Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Reconciliation we have received. Have you received reconciliation? There is someone whom you wouldn't like to forgive? Do it at once. Bush of flowers? Come with some flowers. Present them. You will be astonished what will happen. Your life will be changed. You carry along with you a rucksack of unforgiving thoughts. The moment you forgive, you can throw it away. It's gone. You're free. And only three words. I forgive you. Start praying for this person. You do not want to go to. You do not want to say this to this person. Start praying. And then walk towards this place. Drive towards this place. Fly towards this place. But go there and press the button. Here I am. I forgive you. The flowers say it. Say it through flowers. And if you are not able to say I forgive you, just bring the flowers to him, to her. It will change your life completely. Be sure.